drew near to Jerusalem and came to Bethphage them.
Go into the village, loose them and bring them to me, need of them, and immediately he was
spoken by the prophet, saying, telling on a donkey, a colt, the foal of them. They brought the donkey, and the great multitude spread their garments on the road. Then the multitudes who went before, Son of David, blessed is he who, when he had come into Jerusalem, all multitudes said, this is... Then Jesus went into the temple of God, the tables of the money changers, and the
sin. My house shall be of thieves.
But when the chief priests and scribes and saying, Hosanna to the Son, do you hear what these are saying?
Bread out of the mouth of babes.
Then he left them and went out in the morning as he returned to the city, nothing on it but leaves, and said to it, and immediately the fig tree, how did the fig tree wither away so
readily? I say to you, if done to the fig tree, but stint to the sea, it will, believing you.
Chief priests and the elders of the people confirm you doing these things. And who gave?
I also will ask you what authority I do these things, heaven or from men?
We say, from heaven. Okay, from men, we fear the multitude, for all count John as a prophet. So they answered Jesus and said, we do not know. And he said to them,
neither will I tell you by what authority I do these things. But what do you think? A man had two sons, and he came to the first and said, son, go work today in my vineyard. He answered and said, I will not. But afterward he regretted it and went. Then he came to the second and said likewise, and he answered and said, I go, sir, but he did not go. Which of the two did the will of his father?
They said to him, the first. Jesus said to them,
assuredly, I say to you that tax collectors and harlots enter the kingdom of God before you. For John came to you in the way of righteousness, and you did not believe him. But tax collectors and harlots believed him, and when you saw it, you did not afterward relent and believe him. Hear another parable. There was a certain landowner who planted a vineyard and set a hedge around it, dug a winepress in it, and built a tower. And he leased it to vine dressers and went into a far country. Now when vintage time drew near, he sent his servants to the vine dressers that they might receive its fruit. And the vine dressers took his servants, beat one, killed one, and stoned another. Again he sent other servants, more than the first, and they did likewise to them. Then last of all he sent his son to them, saying, they will respect my son. But when the vine dressers saw the son, they said among themselves, this is the heir. Come, let us kill him and seize his inheritance. And they caught him, and cast him out of the vineyard, and killed him. Therefore, when the owner of the vineyard comes, what will he do to those vine dressers?
They said to him, he will destroy those wicked men miserably, and lease his vineyard to other vine dressers, who will render to him the fruits in their seasons. Jesus said to them,
did you never read in the scriptures, the stone which the builders rejected has become the chief cornerstone? This was the Lord's doing, and it is marvelous in our eyes. Therefore I say to you, the kingdom of God will be taken from you and given to a nation bearing the fruits of it. And whoever falls on this stone will be broken, but on whomever it falls, it will grind him to powder.
Now, when the chief priests and Pharisees heard his parables, they perceived that he was speaking of them. But when they sought to lay hands on him, they feared the multitudes, because they took him for a prophet.